We know that there is a mitzvah of hafrashas chal. The Torah orders us to be mafresh a portion from every batch of dough and to give it to the kain. That's called chal. How big does that batch of dough have to be? So there are shiurim, mem gimel v'chaymish beya, 43 and a fifth, eggs. And what type of a dough? The dough that's made out of the same types of wheat that your yaitza and matzah with. Any dough that's made out of the chameshas minidagan, the five species of grain, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, you have to be mafresh chal. And the chal is like truma. Only a kohen can eat it. And in order for the kohen to eat it, the dough cannot be tamei and the kohen can't be tamei. So what's our problem? We're baking on Pesach. Okay, I'm baking on Pesach, so I separate chal and give it to the kohen. What's the problem? Well, isn't it going to become chametz by the time you give it to the kohen? No, I separate the dough and I bake it. Once it's baked, it doesn't become chametz, then I give it to the kohen. Okay, fine, so I understand. You're giving the baked chal to the kohen. Right. But what happens if the dough became tamei? Now I'm stuck. Why am I stuck? Why can't I just bake it? And the answer is that cooking and baking on Yom Tov is only tzarech oichel nefesh. You can only bake or cook things that are going to be eaten on Yom Tov. And this challah can't be eaten by me, the Yisrael, because it's challah, it's like truma. It can't be eaten by the kohen because it's tameh. So you're telling me because it can't be eaten on Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to bake it. So why can't I just separate it, lay it aside until the evening? Remember, Netz Yisrael is only one day. That night is either Mitzvah Yom Tov, Rishon, going into Chol HaMoed, or it's the last day Yom Tov, but all I have to do is wait until the evening, and in the evening I'm going to burn it. Now that maybe you can do on Shavuos. That maybe you can do on Sukkot. You can't do it on Pesach, because if I'm just going to separate the dough and put it aside, it's going to start rising. It's going to become chametz. Well, wait a second. Maybe I can use it as fuel for a cooking fire. No. You can't burn or destroy kachim on Yom Tov. For that matter, you can't feed it to your animals either. Aha. So it seems to me that if I'm baking matzah on Yom Tov and I have to separate challah and the dough became tamei, it's like a catch-22. Whatever I do is not good. That's also not true, because there's always an etzah. We just have to be zaycha to siyata d'shemaya to find the etzah. That's true for everything. But as far as the challah is concerned, let's see our Mishnah. Once again, peri gimel, Mishnah gimel, ketzad, how? Mafrishin, can we separate challah bituma when the dough is tamei b'yamtiv and yamtiv? We have all these problems, like we explained. Can't bake it, because it's not really achila. Can't set it aside till it becomes night. By then it's going to become chametz. We can't just use it for fire fuel or feed it to the animals, because we don't destroy kachim on Yom Tov. So vas tutman. Rabbi Eliezer says, simple solution. Loi sikru l'shem ad sheteyof. Loi sikru l'shem, don't designate it as challah. Don't pronounce it challah ad sheteyofe, until after it's baked. Eliezer is advising us to bake the entire dough first, and then to separate chal. See, once it's baked, there's no emergency anymore. It's not going to become chametz once it's baked. Wait a second, but how can I bake the whole thing? After we finish baking, I'm going to take off a part and give it to the kohen. So I'm putting the whole loaf in now, but I know that part of this I won't be able to eat, so aren't we back to the same problem? How can I bake the entire loaf when I know that part of it or parts of the small pieces over here I won't be able to eat, however I'm going to do it? And the answer is that when it comes to Hilchos Yom Tov, what gives me the green light to be able to bake or cook is the possibility. On every given piece over here that I'm going to eat this, you can't pinpoint a single piece over here and say, this you will not be able to eat. That would be true if I separated the challah before I baked it. That could be a problem. But being that I'm only going to be mafresh challah afterwards, so right now, it could be this piece I'm going to eat, could be this piece I'm going to eat, could be this piece I'm going to eat. On every piece, it's possible I'm going to be able to eat it yet. And then mainly, you're allowed to bake it. So as long as you don't officially declare anything challah before the baking, says Rabbi Eliezer, you have the green light to bake everything. So what happens after baking? Like, how do I separate the challah? I break off a piece of a loaf. How do I do it? The answer is no. You take all the loaves out of the oven and you put them into one basket. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this basket is metzarif all of the loaves as if it's one loaf. Then you take off one piece, and I am separating challah now for the entire basket full of loaves. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, I have a different etzah. Tatel betzainen, put it into cold water, separate the challah. I have a problem if I separate the challah before I bake it, it's going to start growing, it's going to become chametz. No, put it into cold water. That's going to prevent it from becoming chametz. Why isn't Rabbi Eliezer like this etzah? Rabbi Eliezer is concerned maybe the water won't be cold enough to stop the chametz process. Rabbi Yeshua says, and my etzah is, you don't need an etzah. There's no problem over here. Set it aside and let it become chametz. But that means the Yid is going to have chametz in his possession on Pesach. So Rabbi Yeshua, it's not in your possession. It doesn't belong to you. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, loy zehu chametz, shem izorim alo b'bal yiroa b'al yimotzah. This is not the type of chametz where the Torah warned us that it shouldn't be seen or it shouldn't be found. Once you declare it challah, it's not yours. And the Torah says, Lo'yiroa l'cha, shalacha yateroi, it's your chametz that can't be seen. You're not over with someone else's chametz, or with chametz that belongs to Hegdish. So this is not yours, and it's not the Kayan's, because you didn't give it to the Kayan yet. So whose is it? In a sense, it's like just plain property of Hegdish. That's why nobody is over by Yiroa b'yimotzah. So once again, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. I didn't understand what the problem is. Separate it, and it doesn't bother me if it turns into chametz, because it's not your chametz. Loi zehu chametz, this is not the kind of chametz. Shem izorim alav, the Torah warned us, b'bal yiroa b'yimotzah, that it shouldn't be seen or found in your house. Elam afirashta, just separate it. Umanichata, and just put it down someplace, ada erev, until the evening. It may become chametz. Nishkeferlich, v'machmitza, echmitza. If it becomes chametz, it's not yours anyway. Rabbi Eliezer has a problem with this, because when it comes to any Hegdish, what makes something Hegdish? The fact that I declared it Hegdish, I declared it Challah. Well, just like any neder, it's a type of a neder, a type of a commitment, you can go to a Chacham and say, oh, it was a mistake, and the Chacham can say Taka, and it can be Matarit, you can be Oikrit Mi'ikara. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Lemaisa, being that there's a possibility for him to retain ownership, even though right now it's Hegdish, but by going to a Chacham and saying it was a mistake, the Hegdish goes off, the Kedushas Challah goes off, so even now we would have to consider it perhaps Chametz that belongs to a Yid. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't say Hoyl, because if he would go to a Chacham to take off the Hegdish, right now he didn't. Right now it's Challah. And if it's Challah, it's not yours, and you don't have to worry if it becomes Chametz. Okay, quickly hazarding over what we learned in our Mishnah. We have a problem with Challah that is Tameh. What do I do with it? The Kohen can't eat it because it's Tameh. I can't bake it because you can't bake something on Yom Tov if you can't eat it. If I set it aside and wait for night, it's going to become chametz, it'll start rising, and I can't burn it or feed it to my animals because you can't destroy kachem on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, don't separate any challah, bake all the loaves, afterwards put them into a basket and then separate the challah. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to do that, you can separate the challah, still when it's dough, we just put it into cold water. The cold water will prevent it from becoming chametz. And Rabbi Yeshua says, none of this is necessary. Set it aside. If it becomes chametz, it's not a problem. It's not yours. It belongs to Hegdish. And the Torah says you can't have your chametz in your possession. If it belongs to Hegdish, it's not a problem.